The president and general manager of the New York Islanders, Lou Lamoriello, is with us. Mr. Lamoriello, in the minutes before our commercial break, I was in the process of providing a glowing and respectful introduction for your appearance here on this program, for which we're most appreciative. And in the midst of it, your friend Shannon interrupted and implied that you would not provide us with any morsel of useful information during this conversation. And I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that in advance of this conversation.
He had 14 people tell him that during the commercial break. He has people listening for him.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Hi, Bob. Hi, John. John, I'm surprised at you.
Attaboy, you give it to him, Lou.
Don't you go up
one side of him and down the other.
Don't you go there. I've been talking to you for 30 years, and I'm not sure what you've ever told me.
Yeah, but you just dissed him in the intro.
But at least I say it to his face.
Big deal, I think.
I mean, so we had Lou on. It was great. What did he say? I don't know.
Not much. According to John, not much. Well, congratulations are in order, and you have to take some of it. But a lot of it is being given to your coach, and I'm not here to deny the fact that Barry has done a terrific job. He obviously has. But was this team better than everybody else thought it was, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, Bob, I want to say that Barry and his staff has done a tremendous job. To be able to turn around the goals against the way they have up until this point is just remarkable. Remember, this team gave up the most goals, over the last 10 years. So that is quite an accomplishment, because you have to get everybody to buy into the system, buy into what is being asked of them, and still ask them to score some goals. And to me, they've done an outstanding job. So any accolades that Barry is getting, the coaches staff are getting, the goalie coaches are getting, they deserve it.
Are there any of the players on your roster that, you're a diligent guy, you're a thorough evaluator. Are there a couple of players on this team that you said, wow, I didn't know they were that good?
Well, I don't know if I said I didn't know if they were that good. I was just surprised maybe why a couple of them maybe were struggling, or maybe why the team was where it was, because we played against them certainly enough when I was in New Jersey, and certainly the players from there, and then you play them several times while I was in Toronto, so I knew of them. But I have to give them tremendous credit for the way they've committed themselves, bought into it, gave up in different cases their own identity as far as maybe what they did scoring goals in the past, or where they played positionally, whether it's on a power play, whatever's been asked of the group, both individually and collectively, they've responded to and the effort. And, I don't know what more you could say about that, but to say that there was one or two that was a surprise, I wouldn't say it was a surprise, because I really don't know what to expect from them. I knew they were good hockey players, but we know a lot of good hockey players, but, they have to play together. You can't do it on your own.
One of the intriguing things that maybe some people aren't aware of is that you're splitting your games this year between Barclays in Brooklyn and Nassau County Coliseum. And I think your last game at Barclays is coming up in a couple of weeks, if I'm not mistaken, Lou. And then you finish the season up. Well, I was going to say north, but it's actually east.
Well, just say in Uniondale.
Yeah, and in Uniondale.
All right, if I'm correct, Bob, we've got four left at Barclay, and I think the last 13 or so, not the last 13, but in between there's four. So that is the spread. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And our players have not even talked about it, thought about it. We talked about it before the year. What good will it do. Let's just accept if it's a handicap. I didn't know that, whether it would be or wouldn't be, because I didn't experience it. But they have not allowed it to get in the way.
And that you answered my question before I asked it. I was specifically going to ask you, did you think this was going to be a challenge that you didn't need? I mean, I know the players like playing up at Nassau County Coliseum. I know it's...
Well, they live out there, Bob.
I know, and it's far more of a hockey environment. It's not as pretty, perhaps, but a lot of better things about it in terms of a hockey building. But I would think, you know, you want to establish, you know, home ice advantage, and it's hard to do if you got two places you're going back and forth to. Hasn't seemed to impact your team, Lou.
No, it hasn't, and I had the same feeling coming in, Bob, as the question you just asked. I really didn't know, but, you know, we talked about it up front, and, you know, what you can't control, you know, you can't waste any time on, and we haven't done that. The players haven't done that.
So,
and ownership has been tremendous in giving every, you know, sort of support to get to and from all of the things to make it as easy as possible.
So on Wednesday, April the 10th, it looks like you're going to have home ice. Where's that home ice going to be?
Well, John, first of all, let's get in the playoffs. We got a lot of hockey to play.
I know.
That decision will be made in the very near future. There's some extenuating circumstances involved in it, and the NHL and our commissioner will make the final decision.
So just to clarify, it's not going to be a decision that you or Mr. Malkin or Mr. Ledecky make. It's going to be one that Gary makes?
It's going to be a collective decision, but and for the right reasons. I've been involved in the conversation, so it is the right reason for the commissioner to be involved in this.
You've drawn much better, too, at the Coliseum, without question. Even though the max attendance is a couple thousand less than Barclays, you're not at all surprised by that, are you? I mean, it really indicates where the Islanders fan base is.
Yes. I mean, this is certainly where, you know, the fans were before. And certainly the lack of success that the team has had over the last couple of years, you know, that hindered people wanting to go maybe to Barclay. But the excitement in the Coliseum is just immeasurable. We knew that when we used to play against the Islanders in that building. It's a building that's very noisy. You can hear everything that goes on in, you know, every area. So, I mean, it's just a great atmosphere, not unlike a lot of the older buildings, whether it be the old Boston Garden or the Montreal Forum. You know, that's just something that has been taken away with the new facilities, and for the right reasons, unfortunately. But that's what it is, and we will be in a new building, you know, in a couple of years, and I feel very strongly that it's going to be one of the more outstanding buildings in the league. I've spent a lot of time with it. It was all done prior to me coming here. It's final, the plans, everything. So it's exciting time here.
Lou, how busy are you going to be at the trade deadline or before?
It's a great question, John. I don't know. Like everybody else, you know, you're checking each and every day. Yeah, you're talking to people, but, you know, it's the old, you know, sort of saying, you know, you've got to make sure that whatever decision you make for today, it doesn't affect tomorrow. But, you know, there's a lot of games being played in the next couple of weeks. And as you know from past experience, that a lot of decisions are made in the last week or so for different reasons. So I couldn't answer that right now. My best answer is I don't know.
Philosophically, do you believe in rentals?
I have in the past, depending upon, you know, what that would do for the team. You know, a lot of the time it's a small piece. You know, as far as, you know, big pieces, it's very difficult at that time to rent a big piece at this time of the year.
Well, there's a couple out there. But I don't want to get in charge with tampering, Lou, so.
Well, he's not going to get himself in trouble.
I know that.
He's a big boy.
I know that.
Don't worry about that. Lou, we always love talking with you. We are always appreciative of your time. You know that. And we miss you here in Toronto. And hopefully we'll get to see you soon. Best of luck the rest of the way. Your team has played like crazy.
Thank you, and I always appreciate hearing from you guys. And John keeps me honest throughout the year anyway.
February 21st, Lou. February 21st.
What's that?
Okay.
You're going to be in Edmonton with your hockey club.
Oh, okay. You guys have a nice time. Are you going to Edmonton, Lou, with the team? Is that your plan?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, there you go. John will be there.
It's a date.
Have a nice time. Call me and let me know
how it happens.
Bob,
you can join us if you want, Bob.
Yeah, sure. somebody's flying you to Edmonton. Somebody's flying John to Edmonton. The only way I'm getting to Edmonton is if I fly myself. The general manager and president of the New York Islanders, the one and only Lou Lamoriello.